Welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another edition of the Purdue University Virtual Roundtable. I'm your host, Jeff Weaver. Glad to have you here. Grab a drink, belly on up here with us, because we've got a great episode for you today. We are talking boot camp, specifically our distributor boot camp, which we just completed in this past August. And I am so excited to have our boot camp recruits back together and around the virtual roundtable to discuss their experience and shared some insight onto this program that we run ever so infrequently, but which we have so much fun doing. So I'm grateful and glad that we can get the group back together. So let me introduce them all to you here in due course, starting with Kristen O'Hara, Southeast Region Vice President for Molson Coors is with us. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having us. Very exciting today.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. I'm excited to get to talk about this some more. Also with us from Molson Coors, Rachel Smith, who is our general manager for Florida. Hi, Rachel.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
And from the Boston Beer Company, Southeast Director Lauren Qualia is here with us as well. Hi, Lauren. Welcome.
Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Good morning indeed. And of course, by my side through all of boot camp, helping me make things possible, and by our side here this morning as well, our communications manager, Allie White, is here. Hi, Allie.
Hi, everybody.
All right. So we're going to talk distributor boot camp this morning. For those of you that don't know, let me give you a quick explanation. Our distributor boot camp began back in 2016. John Taylor came to me with this idea of putting together a program that would help supplier partners who are coming into the Florida market and working with J.J. Taylor for the first time, learn about J.J. Taylor in specific and the distribution side of the beer business at large. As you know, we have this three-tier system. We've got suppliers, we've got retailers, and in between, you've got us here in the distribution tier. And a lot of times, people who are very familiar with us as a supplier partner or very familiar with us as a customer have not spent time in distributorships before. And so to help make that more accessible, give more understanding, and build better partnerships, because that is a core value for us, John had this idea. What if we brought him in and we turned it into, as he called it, a boot camp for a few different days? And I believe John's exact instructions to me were something to the effect of, I want him tired, I want him dirty, and I want him to appreciate what we do all the time. And so began the journey. We've run, this is our third boot camp now, and this was a fun one. I had a great time with this group, and I can't wait to hear how they felt about it. So my first question for all of you is, as it relates to the distributor boot camp, how did you get invited? What did you hear about this initially? And what did you think when this was pitched to you?
I'll start. I had spent some time in the trade with Pete, and he had mentioned it briefly to me and then reached out and asked if it was something I'd be interested in participating in. I hadn't known anyone from Boston Beer that had gone through it directly, but I actually talked to John Geist, who's our chief sales officer, and he mentioned that Cynthia, who's Jim Cook's wife, had been through it years ago and had actually ended up on a beer truck doing deliveries first thing in the morning. So I was excited. If Cynthia had had the opportunity to go through it, I sure wanted the opportunity as well. So I was really happy and excited to be invited and be a part of such a cool, unique event that I had never really heard much about.
Yeah, Cynthia was in our second class of boot camp attendees. I believe that was 2019, right before summer before the world changed. But yeah, she was great. We had a wonderful time with her. She was there alongside several of the folks from the Yuengling Brewery as well for that class. So a lot of fun there. So yes, you were the second on the Boston Beer roster that has made it through. And it was fun having you. Kristen, Rachel, how did you two hear about this? And what did you first think when it was pitched your way?
Yeah, so I actually started this position in the Southeast at the first of the year. And when I was down in market in, I think it was in March, John Taylor approached me wondering if it would be a good opportunity for Rachel and I to come to boot camp. And immediately I was like, that'd be really cool. J.J. Taylor is my biggest distributor in the Southeast region. And so it's a great opportunity to get to understand J.J.'s business. So it's pretty exciting. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to talk to anybody prior who had been prior. But it was all new to me at that point. So it was fun and really exciting for John to have invited us and for us to be able to arrange to do it.
And for me, I remember back in 2016, during that first class that went through, I was actually working for Nate Steele in the state of Florida. Rest in peace, Nate. He and his boss, then at the time, Molson Coors Southeast Region Manager, They were talking to me about this JJ Taylor boot camp that they were doing, and they sort of walked me through all of it. And I just remember being very envious at the time that they got the experience. And so when Kristen told me that John approached her about us attending, I was ecstatic. I was excited. I finally got my turn to go. And then, yeah, it was pretty cool hearing the folks that attended that second session with the Yuengling family and Cynthia. And so I thought, what a great opportunity. It's definitely an investment made right by JJ Taylor. And so it speaks to the value that they see in us. And so was super pumped to come and take part in the boot camp.
Yeah. Rest his soul, Nate, and was part of our first class. He was in the 2016 guinea pig group. First time we had tried this out, and it went well enough that they let me do another one and invite some more people back. So obviously we've kept it up, but it really was the first one in particular, I think, was a lot of a learning experience for us. We've gotten a little better with it over time. This is our third one now that we've done, and hopefully we've started to figure out where the sides are on it in a more robust way. But it's definitely been an adventure every time we've done one of these. You know, this project was tossed in my lap, and the hardest part of what I do for it is the coordination and the scheduling. The real work takes place out in the trade and with our folks, which we'll talk about here in depth. But it is a lot to juggle the calendars, to get three very busy and important people in their respective companies to all agree to a week that works for everyone. And, you know, we were able to pick August, which is just the loveliest time of year to be in Tampa. It's the best weather you could ask for. And so, you know, making it work is the challenge every time they come and ask, can we do one of these? It's always like, well, of course we can, but then I got to pause and remember how much work goes into the planning and coordinating. Okay, when can we do this and how can we do this? And so I'm always thrilled when we're able to make it come together, because sometimes I worry that we want to do more of these, but it's a tough thing to do. It's a lot on the teams, and it's a lot to ask of everybody to give up the time. You know, it's 4 or 5 days to find a schedule that works. So I'm always excited when you guys are excited to come do this stuff, because it really is one of the more fun things we get to do. Coming into the program, things that you were most excited for, expectations, what did you think you were going to get to do or see? What were you hoping you were going to get to do or see? Or what were you most excited for to come be a part of?
I had no idea what to expect. I was hopeful we'd get a behind the scenes look of a distributorship. But I remember when you sent out the agenda, I was like, oh my God, I need to get some rest. Like, this is no joke. The 4:45 a.m. start times, the 9 p.m. warehouse tours, dinner. But to your point, we're setting aside time, right, to be there. And so I was happy to see as much packed in as possible into those few days. And I think what I was surprised by was being able to see sort of every aspect of the distributorship, right? From routing to warehousing. And I will add that beer delivery in August is no joke. So I learned that as well.
Yeah, I think one of the days it was 120 degrees heat index. So
yeah,
it was quite lovely out.
Yes.
Those are the days we cherish the cooler.
Just the amount of water, like sheer water that everyone's going through. I don't think I've had that much water in a day ever since that day out delivering, you know, on the keg truck in August.
We do. We've got a constant supply of ice chests, waters, and liquid IVs that we try to keep on staff for everybody during the summer, for the obvious reasons.
Yeah, I think for me, the thing I was anticipating the most was the warehouse and delivery, because we spend a lot of time, obviously, on the sales side, working the market and working with salespeople. What we don't do enough of is understanding how our product moves through the distributor, all the way through delivery to the retail outlet. And man, those folks work really, really hard. And it was just a really great reminder that there are a lot of people behind those sales folks getting things done, including merchandising as well. But that for me was probably the piece that I was most looking forward to and always enjoy.
And I will sort of add on to that. So I definitely was most excited to get that deeper level of the distributor operations. I think over the course of my career, we've been able to see surface level. You know, we get warehouse tours. I've spent a lot of time with delivery drivers in different roles. But to really see that, like that second shift, you know, warehouse team going and picking, that was just really great. And to see the different equipment that's used, I was just very excited for that and took a lot out of it. To Kristen's point, from getting the case, ordered to out the door and into the retail account.
It's a hard balance. And Allie, you can help me speak to this because you were deeply involved in this. It's a hard balance to figure out how much can we jam into the limited time we have you for, right? So for those of you that don't know, our participants arrive on Monday. We start at noon on a Monday and we go through noon on Thursday. So we have them for Monday afternoon into the evening, all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday. And then Thursday, we typically start in the warehouse on Monday. We keep, you know, going through the night operations. Then Tuesday's out in the sales side of the trade. Wednesday's out in the delivery side of the trade. Thursday, we finish up with some discussions around our shared services model and some of the administrative stuff we do. But it's a tough challenge to balance how much we are able to show, because we want to show you everything. But everything we do is a lot to cover in just a short four-ish, three and a half or so days time. So yeah, Allie, I think this was, as always, one of the more challenging things is getting that scheduling right. You remember some of the details of how we pulled this one off?
How many people do you think we had total to try to pull this schedule together?
Easily 30 to 50 people we had to work with. I mean, it's you know, it's multiple trucks, multiple sales reps. In the case of sales, you know, we did split shifts where we sent them out with one group in the morning, one group in the afternoon, same with delivery. Delivery managers involved, and then of course all the office and admin staff. Easily it's got to be 50 or so people whose schedules we have to coordinate and align to have them all in the right place at the right time. And I think most of our time was spent running back and forth across Tampa and chauffeuring and Ubering and texting people frantically, like, where are you going to be? Where's your next stop? What? How long until you get here? Because we're this far out.
A lot of miles that week.
A lot of miles, a lot of alley navigating and texting and calling people as I'm trying to navigate Tampa traffic, which for some reason is as bad as the weather in the middle of the week in August. I don't quite understand how that happened. I'm like, it's 11 o'clock. You people should all be at jobs, but no, they're all out on the road apparently. So yeah, it's a lot to put together to try and do that and to make it seem smooth. Hopefully for our participants, it feels a lot more seamless than it felt to us at times.
Well, I was going to say from this side, it seemed very effortless. Like everything went so smoothly and was coordinated perfectly. And we were where we were supposed to be when we were supposed to be there. So kudos to you and your teams, because we had no idea all the chaos happening in the background.
If we do it right, I like to say it's like a duck on a pond. It looks nice and smooth gliding across, and underneath those little legs are a mile a minute just churning, trying to make it work.
Right. I love that word effortless, because it is so not effortless, right?
No, it is a lot of herding cats, to be certain. So, okay, you get in, you get day one, we go through some operational stuff, we have lunch with some people, we get you out in the warehouse, and then, you know, it's off to the races sort of from there with sales and delivery and all the things. I'm curious, looking back on it, for each of you, what was the most fun? What was the thing that maybe stands out as, gosh, it was a really interesting or fun experience, something that surprised you perhaps, or something you got to do for the first time that was memorable because it was the first time you got to see or be a part of that at a distributing level?
I'd say for me, it was riding on the truck. I've never actually been a passenger on a beer delivery truck in 23 years that I've been working for Miller Brewing and now Molson Coors. That to me was one, the most exciting, the most rewarding, because I felt like, man, I was really sweating. I was working hard. I was down stacking all that beer off of that pallet and bringing it into that racetrack. And it was just a really great experience to understand how hard the job is that our distributors do. I think, you know, I don't think we take it for granted. But I think it's one of those things you could take for granted pretty easily, all the work that goes into being a delivery guy, a truck driver. You know, you think about those truck drivers who just, you know,
They get a pallet, they offload it off the back of the truck into the Walmart back door. Easy breezy, right? But not beer delivery folks. There is a lot of manual labor, hard work, breaking your back, all of that that happens to get beer from that truck into the cooler and merchandised correctly. So that to me was the absolute most fun I had. And I had two really, really great guys that I worked with.
I would say for me that seeing the energy of everyone in that night shift in the warehouse, hearing the music, seeing all of the different machines going around, looking at the picking process, that was very fun and exciting. I will say, I will tell you about maybe the most not fun part. When I was out in delivery, it was probably 6:30 a.m. Just got out with Jason. We were delivering all classes of trade. We started out with an independent C store, and obviously downstacking the beer, merchandising the beer once we got into the store. And the very first task I was assigned with was merchandising a singles cooler with glides, like in a standalone singles cooler, front loaded. And I'll tell you, as soon as I did that, I put a Coors Light 24-ounce can, just popped, and the way it hit the cooler perfectly just sprayed me in the eye first thing in the morning. So I was just covered with beer. I was out on delivery trying to be a professional, and luckily I was with a seasoned veteran. I bought the Coors Light, and we took care of the mess. But I'll tell you, it's just, there's so many things that each person faces while you're out, and you know, so many other challenges that we faced while on delivery, like waiting for payment, right? Still, there's a lot of folks doing manual checks, and just seeing the challenges that you know, the drivers face every single day, and overcome those and still try to hit all their stops on time. It was truly amazing, and it gives you a lot more empathy for what they experience on a day-to-day basis.
I would say, well, the thing I loved the most was when we walked into the driver's room and they would all clap every time somebody walked into the room. Like, that made me feel very special. But I would say the part that was coolest for me was also the night warehouse tour, just because it was something I had never seen or experienced. And the coordination and energy of those guys seemed fun. It was like, I feel like I would love this. I'd blast some Taylor Swift. I'd cruise around. I'd build my pallet. It was just so cool to be a part of that and see how hard those guys work, how crazy the hours are, how accurate they are in building the pallets. I mean, it's organized chaos, but it works and it comes together, and just all of the people and coworkers that touched the beer before it makes it onto the truck was really a cool and unique experience that in my 16 years in the beer industry, I had never seen firsthand.
Yeah, that warehouse is one disco ball away from a full-on party some nights. They are
loved it.
It's buzzing at night. I love it.
They do make the work go by, and it's phenomenal how, to your point, they're doing fast work. They're doing hard work. They're, you know, it's physically laborious, and yet it's a heck of a good time. I mean, every time we hang out and are able to spend some time with those guys, the mood is high and the energy is there, and they're grooving. And same with those drivers, you know, they get out there and the challenges are many, right? It's dealing with that traffic. It's dealing with sometimes difficult customers or customers that you're not the priority for, right? I mean, it's here's our guy. He's out there trying to get his day done, go, 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 make his door times. The person running that account does not have any concern that you are on the clock to get done before Publix is going to shut off the receiving door. And if they're going to make you wait for a check, you're going to wait for the check. And that's the way it goes, right? There is nothing like a good covering of beer in the morning. I will agree 100%, Rachel. I've many a times gone out and I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm not driving, because if they pulled me over, I reek of it, right? It's like I'm first thing in the morning and you already smell like a beer, and it's like, oh goodness. But you know, it's the hustle and it's what these guys do every day. And the feedback on our side that I think was fun, and Allie, you can, you know, talk about this some too, is the guys have so much fun getting to show that off. They're so proud of what they do and they love what they do, and they're great at it. And I think they have just as much fun getting to show you all what they do.
Yeah, I was going to say that about every single person that we interacted with that week at JJ. Just you could feel that people love their jobs. They love working at JJ Taylor, and they truly enjoy it. And they enjoy teaching other people about what they do. Everything from, you know, warehouse operations to delivery, but even, you know, reconciling at the end of the day. So we had a really great visit there. And you could just tell people love working at JJ, and that is a great feeling because it comes through too in customer service all the way through to the end, and your customers feel it. We feel it as suppliers, and it's good for business.
I mean, that is the goal, right? Is we have, you know, we put our employees first on our mission statement. We live by that. And people often ask, it's like, you know, other distributors that I've talked to, they're like, you guys are really all in on this employees first thing. I'm like, you get that right. The other things fall in place. Happy employees are better to their customers. Happy employees represent their brands better. So I think, you know, I'm glad that comes through, because I think sometimes it can be easy for suppliers to want to always, you know, we want to be the most important thing in the portfolio. We want to be number one on the list. And of course, you know, we've got the challenge of balancing all the different suppliers that we have in that, but also making sure that ultimately we keep our employees happy and engaged, because when they are, as I hope you saw, they become better ambassadors for your brands and all the brands that we represent. Any particularly memorable experiences, customers, employees that you worked with, or things you got to do for the first time that stand out to you?
I was thinking about that one convenience store we were in where the guy was running a dog fighting thing in the back.
Yeah, we had to make some follow-up phone calls to the Humane Society after that one. You never know what you're going to find in an independent account. In this case, we found what was potentially illegal, if not certainly ill-advised, dog breeding kennel being held out back. There were phone calls made after that, actually.
I remember we picked you guys up and we were like, oh, how was your day? How was this? How are the stops? And you're like, well, we found some dogs.
In order to get back and merchandise the cooler, you had to get past, 100-pound German Shepherd. So that's part of the, part of the initiation too. I think everyone stood out again, Jeff, for me. You know, it was very evident that your value and mission of being first choice for employees, customers, suppliers was very evident throughout the entire week. And everyone was equally as awesome. I got to work with some seasoned veterans. The really cool thing was to work with some new folks. So one of the sales individuals we got to work with was, I think, 4 months in on the sales side. And so really getting an understanding of how he's learning to be more efficient, right, in every account was awesome. I got to work with Josh on delivering on-premise. He actually came from, I believe, Pittsburgh, used to work in the coal mines in Pittsburgh. And man, I mean, I asked him, I'm like, is delivering kegs in August and, you know, middle of Tampa just as hard? I'm pretty sure it was just as brutal because we were both sweating and high-fiving at the end of the day. But I only worked, you know, the half day with him. He had a full rest of the day to go after I left him and start and switch sides. And I'll tell you, I saw his truck driving. I probably 6 hours later, I saw that truck when I came back around to my house. So it was just amazing to see how much work and effort and energy goes into it. And I will say that we got more efficient. At first, I think I was just in his way. And then I figured out what I could help him with on the package side while he was unloading the kegs. But it was fantastic and really great just to see, the good and the bad from the customer aspect while delivering. And good to see everyone excited, clapping when we were all done with delivery was another amazing part too, like Lauren stated.
Yeah, I think in addition to the warehouse and drivers, which again, just a different side than I had seen before, it was also sitting down with the office and sales facing coworkers like Brandy, who has an incredible level of passion, but to hear her talking about what she's working on and what's important to her and how she's deciding about future partnerships and evaluating them was really insightful. And then hearing Chris Dayock, just one of the absolute best, right, talk about how he's structuring his team and what goes into his thought process and the opportunity to get a behind the scenes sort of peek in the way they're thinking about the business and what's important to them was also a pretty unique experience.
Yeah. The other thing I'd add to it too, I think every single person that we worked with has done multiple roles within JJ Taylor. And so hearing about people's career paths, what they've done, how they've gotten to where they are, why they love what they do in the particular role they're in, was pretty amazing. So I don't think one of the people that we worked with had only done that one job the entire time they were with JJ Taylor. They'd moved around different parts of the organization, different parts of the market, from driving to sales. The one salesman that we worked with, it was just really cool to see. And you can tell when people do that, they just have a better perspective too of the organization. They have a better perspective of like, hey, if I do this one little thing differently, how much it helps out that driver or how much it helps out the people in the warehouse building that pallet. So I was really impressed by people's, I'll say, cross-functional and career paths that gave them just a bigger perspective on how to make the organization better.
It's something we've worked real hard to cultivate, because you're 100% right. When people have a better, more rounded picture of what we do, it does make everybody's life a little easier. And so that's why, you know, when we bring people on board, no matter what position they're in, we send them for kind of what you all did, a miniature version of this, where the first week they do a ride with in sales, a ride with in delivery, a night in the warehouse. They get to see all sides of the business so that they understand how they fit into that bigger world. But we do also have a lot of lateral movement. It's interesting. We were looking at some statistics the other day, and the gap for us is people either don't make it a year or they stay six plus. That's where our numbers fall. Right. So it's a tough business. And a lot of people don't make it a year, because once you get out there and deliver a few cases in the Florida August heat, you may decide real quick, this is not for you.
Not for the faint of heart.
No.
It's John used to always say, and I always loved it, he's like, if I had to get out there and do it, he's like, I'd be okay for a day. by day two, nothing's happening, because I'll be recovering from day one. And I concur with that sentiment. I could get out there and help them for a day, but after that, I'm in the ice bath trying to recover.
I was going to say, that's where we learned about all the cold plunging from the entire team. I also learned so much about that, how they recover after all of this hard work.
Those delivery guys are
They're the managers that are doing the cold plunges. I can't imagine what the drivers are doing.
They're going to be requesting a cryo chamber next, Allie. Let's make sure. if Molson or Boston want to sponsor a cryo chamber, you feel free to let me know. But it is. It's fascinating how the ones that do make it past that first year tend to stay on average six plus is what we see. And there is that sort of jump gap where they'll jump around different departments. We've got guys in the warehouse now that came over from delivery and that are in the warehouse trying to move over to drive in a truck. We've got a lot of, you know, drivers that were former merchandisers, and then we've got sales folks that have come from the delivering side. It's great because it does provide that global perspective, but I think it also just speaks to how it's a customer-driven business for us. It's a people business, and whether you're loading cases or moving cases or delivering cases or selling cases, what all of I've always noticed about our JJ folks is they love being around each other and the people that they work with. And it's always the answer to the question when I ask, but what do you guys like about being here? They're always like, I love the team. I love the people I work with. And you know, what we do is sell beer, but the reason I think we do it is because it's about being in the people business, which is why we like doing this, is to be able to bring all of you in and spend time with people. And you know, in between the madness of throwing cases and doing the things, there are the lunches with the guys and the dinners out to try and, you know, make some of that fun. But I am curious, tell me a little bit about your experiences, memories of those kinds of times with the team as well. The lunches, the you know, we do try to make it at least a little bit fun along the way. So hopefully you guys had some fun memories as well.
I had many fun memories. I will tell you, by the time we got to the last dinner at American Social, I think we were all ready to fall asleep in our plates. But it was great to celebrate together over some dinners. It was great just to talk through all that we learned with Pete and team. With you, Jeff, and Allie. And so those times we appreciated as well at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think those times just provided a unique opportunity to get to know people more personally, right? Outside of the office, outside of the daily grind, and just connect with people in a meaningful way. It was also a really cool experience to meet my counterparts from MillerCoors and have those connections. So I think the dinners and the lunches just created an opportunity to get to know people on a different level.
Yeah, I think there's something we learned, especially going through COVID, that from an empathy standpoint, being able to connect with people is so critically important. And I think we've always known that in the beer business. This is a people business. No matter how much we want to get, sophisticated in how we sell and all of that, it comes down to people. You want to do business with the people that you like and the people that you know. And the more you know folks, the more fun you have at work. So for me, wasn't necessarily a new learning at COVID, but maybe just a heightened awareness that came out. And, for a year or so, we weren't able to interact like this with our distributors. And it's just an amazing opportunity. So I remember when we went to lunch with all the delivery managers and just, yucking it up over lunch. It was just fun. And those are the pieces of this business that I always take back with me. It's more about the relationships and how people make you feel than it is about, the one specific thing that person said that day, but really how they made you feel.
Well, and I think that leads right into my sort of thought to start bringing this in for a landing, which is, why do we do this it, as a distributorship? Why do we put the time and effort into this? And I think it's sort of touches on everything you three just said, which is it's to build stronger relationships. It's about being able to bring people together. Yes, there's the aspect of the learning and the teaching and the showing you what we do, but it's also the ability for you to be able to spend time with, again, the folks that really make this happen for us and let them showcase themselves and show off what they do that they're proud of, but also to build those bonds and those relationships so that, you see them out in the market. And I know, Rachel, Lauren, you both live in the market and stuff, and now you run into one of those drivers or one of those, sales reps that you've spent time with and know. Kristen, next time you're in or whatnot having dinner, you can look at that cooler like, I've been in that little account and I've stocked their cooler. And it does create and breed that sort of sense of familiarity, which I think is wildly important in addition to the learning and the teaching that we're able to do on top of it. So we do it because we deeply value our relationship with our suppliers. We want a mutual understanding and respect. That's our core value when it comes to our suppliers. And so that's why we do it. And I guess my question to the three of you to sort of bring this in for a landing is, does it work? Is this something that you feel like was valuable and added to your experience, to your time? Was this worth it for you? Is this something you would recommend to others? What kind of wrapping up and look back thoughts do you have on this experience?
I'm a lifelong learner, and I always look for opportunities to learn more. And I've been in hundreds, literally hundreds of distributors, and no two distributors are the same. They don't operate the same. They don't behave the same. Their cultures aren't the same. And to be able to get the opportunity to really dig in deep, and 4 days, man, you can only dig in so deep, to really dig in deep and get to be a fiber within that culture for a hot minute is a huge opportunity. And I would highly recommend it to anyone, whether you've been in the business, 5 years, 5 minutes, 50 years. I think there's just huge opportunity to learn more about JJ, but to learn more about our distributor network too, and the things that they have on their plate, how they need to prioritize, and then what solutions we bring. I think, they just need to get better through an experience like this.
Yeah, I agree. I would say 100% worth it, would 100% recommend it. What was unique is that it felt like JJ was welcoming us into their home and giving us this behind the scenes sort of sneak peek of everything we know happens at a distributorship, but with a deeper level of understanding everything that goes into it. So it was sort of every facet of the organization, which makes us not just better managers, distributor managers of JJ Taylor, but I think better distributor managers in general. And for that, I'm really grateful and thankful. And I don't know of any other distributorship that provides this level of one, education, but two, peek under the tent of what it really entails to get a case of beer from point A to point B. So I feel grateful. I feel like I have a level of empathy and understanding for all the work that goes into it in every different department. And I also feel grateful to have gotten to know JJ Taylor coworkers and employees better, right? To your exact point, Jeff, just 4-day crash course together, nonstop, passing people in the hallway, getting cheered on when you walked into a room. It was just such a cool dynamic. So thank you for all of the hard work putting that together, because while it seemed effortless, I certainly know there is a tremendous amount of effort that went into it, and I'm appreciative to have been a part of it.
Lauren, are you saying that when you go to distributors, they don't applaud you when you walk in the door?
Oh, do you get a red carpet? Because I'm going to take this up with
If nothing else, we are setting the bar higher for everybody else out there.
Absolutely. I would also agree that I would 100% recommend this to anyone who has the opportunity to go through JJ Taylor Bootcamp. I can tell you that no matter how long you've been in the business, there's certainly learnings that you'll get to take away. And Kristen and Lauren did a great job, you know, summing up just the deeper level of appreciation that you get by getting to be a part of JJ Taylor, even if it's for 4 short days, being a part of the team. And I will say that there were so many interesting pieces, right? So we got a deeper level of operations, but another part that stood out to me was, you know, meeting with the CFO, right? And seeing even that side and how things are presented to leadership, right? To John and Zach, and the metrics that they look at. You know, Pete took us through, you know, many different metrics that were just so fascinating and interesting, and how JJ is evolving to become more into just overall beyond beer, right? And has a big goal to look to beverages beyond beer. And so it's very aligned with what we're doing at Molson Coors. And I think the biggest takeaway I got out of it is that keeping pace with change is very important, right? The only thing constant is change. Always be evolving. We got examples of that where in the warehouse, you know, everything was on the Vertiq system a couple of years ago, and it just couldn't keep up, right? When so there's things are always changing, big, huge operational changes needed to be more efficient, to be better. And so I think that we can apply that to many different things. And what a fantastic experience. I'm very grateful and appreciative to JJ Taylor, the whole team, John, Zach, Pete, everyone. Thanks again. And yeah, it was fantastic.
I'd also like to say thanks to Jeff and Allie, because you put in a ton to get us through boot camp, prepare us for boot camp, yes, with shirts and everything.
Stanley cups.
Stanley cups. Yeah.
Excellent choice.
They're outing us, Allie, on all of our.
Yeah.
We do. We try to make it nice. So
yeah, you really welcomed us in and did such a fantastic job. So thank you.
It was absolutely our pleasure.
It was great. There's no other week like this in the year for us. And it's so fun to run this program and getting to meet you guys for me for the first time. And I learned so much from being around you guys as well. Like just hearing about your experiences in beer, insights from you guys, why things are done certain ways. I'm newer to the company, so I don't have a ton of supplier experience. And it was just really neat. And getting to know you guys and seeing little...
It's great to see how much, you know, how invested JJ is in the learning and development department. That is truly amazing and something you just don't see everywhere in every distributorship. And I think that's just fantastic. And yes, big thanks, Jeff and Allie. What a great week it was.
Again, it was our pleasure. And I will accept on behalf of everyone else who did so much work to help us out on this. Like I said, it's a big group that puts it together. But I think it's well worth it. And it was a great, great year for boot camp. And we were super happy to have all of you there. Before we go, I have one last little bit that was not on the agenda that I sent you, because it's more fun if I get to surprise you with something. We're going to do a quick round of Never Have I Ever boot camp edition. So we're not on video, so no one will be able to see if you're having a drink or not. But I will ask you a couple of questions, and you'll just have to admit that if this applies, you have. So I'm curious, because I've only heard a couple of these. Never have I ever broken beer during a boot camp visit.
It was me. It was Rachel. I've already admitted I broke beer, sprayed it everywhere.
I will also raise our hand on behalf of this one, because the biggest beer break of the week was actually a mishap with our Triton robot that left a pallet's worth of Oktoberfest on the floor right as our Boston beer rep comes around the corner. Oh my goodness. it was so funny. The warehouse guys come running over to me and they're like, "You've got someone from Boston Beer?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Triton just dropped half a pallet of Oktoberfest right in front of me." They knew you were coming around the corner. They were so, so worried. I'm like, "It's fine, guys. It is what it is."
I wasn't going to bring that up.
And that stuff's like liquid gold.
Especially when it's fresh. Oh, man. That was really good. Okay. Never have I ever made Jeff drive through a McDonald's to get a Diet Coke. Anybody want to?
Oh, that would definitely be me, Kristen. I'm an addict. In fact, I went through the drive-thru this morning to get my Diet Coke, and their fountain machine was down, and I was one sad camper. But that's okay, because I'm sucking down a peach Zoa today. So
is that from the nice display that we built up in Wesley? Or
yes, in that Walmart. In
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, our Molson team got a display sold in on their ride widths, and we got a lovely couple of pictures of that. So all right, last one that I have here. Never have I ever hit my head on the car trunk of the distributor boot camp.
Allie, I knew. When Allie said mishap, I was like, I wonder if this is going to come up. You guys, I'm lucky to be alive. I was putting some beer into the trunk, did not realize that it was being closed, hit me on the top of the head, and then I fell down. And there was no way to act cool. There was no way to act cool. Allie comes running around the side, sees me laying there. Like, are you okay?
The heart palpitations that I went through, Lauren, in this moment, you have no idea. So I'm sitting in the front trying to get set for the next leg of the trip. And I hear a thunk. And then you are no longer in the rearview mirror. I'm like, Allie, go. And I'm like, This is going to be the one that finally gets me shut down when I have to explain that we detoured to a hospital because a supplier got injured on this. Like, oh my.
Yeah, that was not my smoothest moment.
It was
but
loud,
I recovered. It was, that's because I got hit hard by the door. But, you know, it's okay.
We had ice packs.
We rallied.
We were prepared.
It was loud. You were on the ground, and then you were back on your feet.
You were a complete trooper, though, Lauren. I give you complete credit. You just played it right off and kept going. So it turned out fine, and everybody was okay. But I did. I had to take an extra pill that day. It was a rough.
Sorry about that.
All right, that's it. That's all I've got. So I want to say thank you to each of my guests, because this has been a great little discussion this morning. Kristen, thank you again so much for taking the time out and joining us for this.
Thank you. It was awesome being here today.
Absolutely. Love getting the gang back together. Rachel, thank you as well for having some time for us this morning. I know you two are coming off the Molson Coors Conference here this week as we're recording. So getting up and rallying here on the Friday morning, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Allie. And yes, we can't wait to share with the rest of the JJ team all of the amazing stuff coming off of the convention for Molson Coors.
And of course, Lauren, thank you as well for being here. I know you also coming off a big week of Boston Beer Meetings. So again, thank you for getting up on a Friday morning and joining us here.
Absolutely. Thank you both.
It's our pleasure. And thank you to all of you for listening. I hope you got a little more insight and information about what boot camp is all about. We really appreciate having everyone tune in, and we really appreciate everyone who was a part of making this boot camp possible. So again, thank you to all of our team in the Tampa market that made this a thing. We'll be back with another episode later on, so feel free to keep joining us. Make sure you're subscribed and check us out at jjtaylor.com/roundtable, because this has been the Brew University Virtual Roundtable, and I've been your host, Jeff Weaver, alongside my co-host, Allie. Thank you so much for being here.